Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
Okay, so first up, something that's been hard to ignore, especially in the Northeast and Midwest, the Canadian wildfires.
Uh-huh. Still ongoing, right?
Very much so. We're talking over 700 fires. And maybe nearly 200 of those are still uncontrolled. The smoke is the big issue reaching the U.S.
Yeah, I saw pictures. The skies looked orange in some places.
Exactly. It's led to cities like Detroit reporting, well, some of the worst air quality index levels anywhere, globally even.
Wow. And that AQI, that's the measure of air pollution.
Right. Higher numbers mean worse pollution. And Canadian cities like Toronto are heavily affected, too. Health experts are, you know, naturally urging caution.
Especially for certain groups.
Yes. Particularly for anyone with heart or lung conditions. The advice is pretty standard.
Yeah.
Avoid being outside much, or if you have to, wear an N95 mask.
Makes sense. So for talking with kids about this?
Well, a good starting point might be, how do you take care of yourself when the environment feels unsafe? Or even just explaining what an air quality index actually means. Why we track it.
Good points. Okay, well, that's a tough environmental story. There's also some more hopeful news.
Yes, shifting gears completely. Let's look at Ethiopia. They're doing something pretty amazing with their Green Legacy program.
Green Legacy? Tell me more.
So they've committed to planting 50 billion trees by 2026. That's billion with a B.
50 billion, okay.
And they just had their big annual planting day. The goal was 700 million seedlings in one day.
In one day. How they do?
They actually beat it. Reports say 714.7 million saplings planted across the country. Millions of people participated. Kids, too, like this 13-year-old Nathaniel Bahailu mentioned in the story.
That's incredible collective action. Since 2019, how many have they planted overall?
Officials say over 40 billion trees so far. It really shows what can happen when a nation mobilizes.
Definitely. For discussions, maybe focusing on that collective aspect.
Yeah, maybe ask kids, what's something you've done or could do for the environment? Or how can lots of people working together actually make a difference with big problems like climate change?
Nice. Okay, from collective action to individual mindset, let's talk about the quote of the day.
Right, this one's from Usain Bolt, a true legend.
What's the quote?
He said, "Worrying gets you nowhere. If you turn up worrying about how you're going to perform, you've already lost."
Powerful. And Bolt certainly knew about performing under pressure.
Oh, absolutely. One of the greatest sprinters ever.
Mm-hmm.
Dominated the 100-meter, 200-meter, the relays, gold medals at 3 straight Olympics in the 100 and 200.
And his records still stand, don't they?
They do. The 100-meter at 9.58 seconds, 200 at 19.99. Both set way back in 2009. So his quote about mindset, it really carries weight.
So how could you connect that to, say, a student's life?
Well, you could ask them what the quote means to them. Does it only apply to sports? Or maybe to taking a test or trying out for something. How important is that positive, confident mindset?
Good angle. Okay, let's move on to civics. Something happened in Texas.
Yes, a pretty dramatic political move.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 57 Democratic state House members actually left Texas, flew out.
Left the state? Why?
To block a vote on a new political map drawn by the Republicans. By leaving, they broke the quorum.
Quorum. That's the minimum number of lawmakers needed to actually hold a vote.
Exactly. No quorum, no vote. Their argument was that the proposed map was gerrymandered, basically drawn unfairly, to heavily favor Republicans even more.
So it was a protest tactic to stop the legislation.
Right. They called it walking out on a rigged system. It's a tactic minority parties sometimes use, though it hasn't always worked in the past.
Interesting. A discussion starter there could be.
Maybe about standing up for beliefs. Like, what ways can you stand up for what you think is right, even if it's tough? Or even just, why do legislative bodies have rules like quorum?
Okay. Next, back to schools and policy. Something about fitness tests.
Uh-huh. Former President Trump is bringing back the presidential physical fitness test in U.S. schools.
Oh, I remember doing those sit-ups, the mile run.
Yep, those kinds of things. The push is linked to concerns about kids' health, obesity rates, nutrition.
Didn't that test get stopped?
It did. The Obama administration discontinued it, focusing more on promoting daily exercise and healthy eating habits rather than a specific test. So it's a bit of a policy reversal.
And what are experts saying?
Kind of mixed reactions. Some health and fitness experts say testing alone isn't enough. You need education about fitness alongside any test. It raises questions about the best way to support student health.
So, for talking points at home.
Maybe broaden the definition. Ask, what does being healthy mean to you? Is it just about running fast or doing pull-ups? And how can schools best help students build healthy habits?
Good questions. All right, finally, let's touch on something super relevant today. Our relationship with screens.
Yeah, specifically doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling? That sounds ominous. What is it?
It's that thing where you just keep scrolling through negative news or social media, often for way too long, especially, you know, right before bed.
I think many of us know that feeling.
It really took off during the pandemic. It can create this cycle, right? You feel anxious, so you scroll to feel informed. But the negative content just feeds the anxiety.
And it affects sleep, too.
Definitely. Experts point out that all that screen time, particularly the blue light at night, messes with melatonin production. That's the hormone that helps regulate sleep.
So how do you break that cycle? Seems hard.
The advice is pretty practical. Try replacing the phone time before bed with something else rewarding. Reading a real book, maybe making a to-do list for the next day, petting the dog.
Something not involving a screen.
Exactly. And try to do it outside the bedroom to really signal to your brain it's time to wind down.
Makes sense. For kids, the conversation could be...
You could ask them directly. How do you feel after spending a lot of time on your phone, especially at night? Or what are some healthier ways we could manage our screen time?
So quite a range of topics today. Wildfires, tree planting, mindset, politics, fitness, digital habits.
It really shows the breadth of what students are engaging with through resources like The Juice.
What's one thing you might reflect on or discuss after hearing this? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.